Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. So I was trying to reopen my claim.
Hey, you're trying to reopen the claim, and can I have your social?
It's going to be 421-450783.
Okay, slow down. You said 421-450783.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat it back to you to make sure it's correct. You said 421-450783. Okay, 421-450783. Okay, so I'm going to repeat it back to you one more time. 421-450783.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, for verification, can I have your first and last name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
All right, it's going to be Jaquarius Washington. It's JAQUARIOUH. And my mother's Washington, I'm sorry. Birthday is 6/6/96. And my mother's maiden name is Tina Washington.
Okay. Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
By disabled, what do you mean?
You said, what do I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled, like you can't walk, you can't write, you can't see?
No, I can.
Okay.
I can.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
I have ID.
Okay, and what's that ID number?
Yes, sir. All right, it's going to be 109-37-4640.
You said 4760?
No, 109-37-40.
3740?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you because it's not a 1, it's an I. But a lot of people
get that.
A lot of people get that mixed up,
it's
but
I. It's
yeah.
I did.
Okay, so I-093740.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit or the Alabama Vintage prepaid card, which will take an additional 5 to 7 days after you are approved for payments. And there may be fees charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And you want this into a checking or savings account?
It's going to be into a checking. Well, it's like, do y'all do like the PayPal, stuff like that?
I don't think we do. We don't do PayPal. We don't do PayPal or Chime. I know we don't do PayPal, Chime, or Green Dot. I think we do
okay,
Chime.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hold on, wait. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. Yeah, we don't take Green Dot, MetaBank, Chime, Cash App, and Sutton Bank. So it has to be a traditional bank, like Max, Wells Fargo, Regions.
Okay. Well, I'll do the additional. The debit card.
The benefits card.
Okay.
And can I have an address for you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to update the address. It's going to be 701.
701.
Greenville Road.
Okay. 701. You said Spring Hill?
Road.
Okay. Is that one word or two words?
It's one word.
Okay. Spring Hill. You said Spring Hill Lane?
Springville.
Oh, Springville. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Springville Lane?
Road.
Road. Okay. And what's that city, state, and zip code?
Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
35215. And you said Birmingham, Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your residence different from your mailing address?
That's the same address.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am. It was 1700 Snowsmere Avenue.
Okay.
Apartment 311. It's not there anymore.
Okay, yeah, because that was the address that was on file at first. Okay. And what's a good number for you? Is it the number you're calling from now?
Yes, ma'am.
So that number is 205-821-0015.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me get that in. 205-821-0015. Okay. Let me see, because it say in my system it popped up like three different addresses. Is it like an apartment or something, or is it a house?
I'm sorry, it's apartment E. Forgive me for that.
Okay, apartment E. Hold on, let me go back. Okay, so it's 701 Springville Road, apartment E, Birmingham,
yes,
Alabama,
ma'am.
35215.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11, well, I'm not going to say 11. I'm just going to say the numbers one by one. 11295 Waller Road West. 3706 25th Place, 4020 Highway 154, 66 Catherine Street, or you never been associated with these addresses?
I've never been associated with those addresses.
Okay. Based on your background, in what city is 5899 San Pedro's? Golly, what all these, why are these street names so long? I'm sorry. 5899 San Pedro's Saniga Place? Saniga Place. Okay, I'm stealing that because you probably, you just in case. Okay, it's a Ozark, Pine Hill, Pinson, Troy, and you say you never heard of it, right? Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Phoenix City, Northport, Athens, Madison, or none of the above?
Northport.
You said Northport?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, which of the following cities never had a current or former association to you? Meaning, like, which city have you never, like, lived in? So, Grandview, Tuscaloosa, Moundville, Cottondale, or all of the above?
Cottondale.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Eric Washington? 27 to 31, 45 to 49, 51 to 55, 66 to 70, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this person?
35 to 40 something, sorry.
Okay, I got 27 to 31 and 45 to 49.
27 to 41.
Okay. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the...
You said government benefits. I shouldn't catch it like that.
Hold on, say that again.
You said government benefits like food stamps like that?
No, like, have you worked in another state with an employer that is not military or federal government? So, like, something. Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 6 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, I need to.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked?
Last time I was working was in the daycare. I had a daycare she had, and I was exposed. Somebody had COVID, and they had a real breakout, and so she ended up laying us many off.
Okay,
That was January the 20th. January 21st.
January 21st or 22?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Ma'am?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Voter.
I'm sorry. I had to get that yawn out. Are you available to accept full-time work?
I don't know. I can't answer the question.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Okay, am I available for normal shift occupation, right?
Yeah, for all shifts.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the past 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And are you receiving workers' compensation are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Any.
How many you said?
Any.
Okay, and what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$8.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall? Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employee give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your, you said you was working at a daycare?
Yes, ma'am. She she has her own business, her own daycare center in
Okay, hold on for one second. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. And what's the name of the company?
It's Baby K Daycare Facility.
Okay, let me see how to add it.
Daycare Facility.
Okay, you said Betty, right?
Baby.
I'm sorry, your phone kind of breaking up a little bit.
B-A-B-Y, baby.
Oh, B-A-B-Y. Oh, that's her name, Baby.
Yeah.
And you said Baby what now?
Baby K. It's a B-K and apostrophe S.
Okay, let me see. Will it pop up? Okay. Employee name. And you said it's called Baby K with the apostrophe at the top, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's all it's called, right? Just Baby K?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the address?
Oh, it didn't pop up?
No, it didn't pop up. In our system.
Let me take some. I just think that it's at a privately owned daycare center.
Okay, hold on. But yeah, I still have to put in the address and stuff.
Do I need to? I might have to call her and get that right quick.
Okay, but I don't know if I'll call or disconnect.
Yikes. Damn. Let me see. Want me to try and see?
Yeah, you can try and see, and then if the call does disconnect, just call back.
Okay, baby. I can do it. Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
I'm going to call back. All right.
All right.